It's the Cash All Podcast, breaking down trends in design, web, social media, brands, tech, and more. I'm your host, Brandon Peterson. What's going on, raddest of the rad listeners? I thought it'd be fun for a bit of a retrospective of a form of storytelling that isn't today what it used to be. And that's the world of 1980s trading cards. And not just any 1980s trading cards, but the iconic Garbage Pail Kids. The gnarly artwork, the outrageous humor, Garbage Pail Kids weren't just trading cards. These Cabbage Patch parody-inspired collectibles were a cultural phenomenon that really left their mark on the 1980s and beyond. Before I go too far into the slime-filled world of Garbage Pail Kids, let's talk for a moment how cards became a great form of storytelling. Back in the day, kids loved collecting cards. Baseball cards, Star Wars cards, Batman cards, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cards. Each card was a snapshot or a tiny piece of a bigger story. On one side, there was killer art. On the reverse side, fun bits of information that fueled our imaginations. Collecting all the players of your favorite sports team, or all of the players in a sport, if you were really ambitious, it told the story of a season or an era of a sport, capturing special moments or individual greatness. The 1989 Batman movie. You could collect trading cards that told the entire motion picture story in bite-sized pieces. You bought all the cards, you could start with card one and go through the entire movie, like it's a comic book. Today we still see card collecting, but much of it is like Pokemon, Magic, The Gathering, or the new Disney Lorcana. The storytelling of modern day cards more often lies with the adventure and gamification aspect. Even sports cards today are digital and brought into rosters that you can use in like Madden Ultimate Team and Major League Baseball, The Show, those kind of things. Garbage Pail Kids, they had hit the scenes in 1985 thanks to the Brainiacs at, who else, Tops. You had Art Spiegelman and Mark Newgarden. They really turned up the dial with their twisted humor. They created these teams that featured characters with punny, gross-out names. You had like Adam Bomb, A-D-A-M Adam, not A-T-O-M. You had Leaky Lindsay. It was a perfect mix of parody and pop culture. I think what made these cards so popular was the controversy and outrage that they stirred. Parents hated them, and schools didn't like them either. A lot of schools banned them. At Slade Elementary in Laramie, Wyoming, where I grew up, you weren't allowed to bring Garbage Pail Kids to school. In a time with a lot of youth rebellion and children represented in musical anthems like Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It, it was natural that young people would eat these Garbage Pail Kids cards up like Pac-Man munching on power pellets. As I mentioned earlier, trading cards are storytelling mechanisms. Each Garbage Pail Kid pack was its own mini comic book, so to speak, that was packed with personality and attitude. We had over-the-top characters with their own grotesque traits. You had like Junk Food John, who was surrounded by candy wrappers and soda cans. You had TV Stevie, had his eyes glued to the TV screen. These works of art were like funhouse mirrors reflecting unattractive quirks of people from the 1980s. The cards came in themes where you could collect episodic cards from your like quote-unquote favorite show. These could range from sci-fi spoofs to holiday hijinks. They really kept the customers coming back for more. These cards have seen re-releases, anniversary editions, and new series over the years, keeping Garbage Pail Kids alive and kicking, proving that the spirit of the 80s never truly fades. Searching the web, you can also find plenty of forums, discussion boards, and fan pages from a passionate cult following who loves these card-based stories that entertained for hours and prided themselves on pushing boundaries with their work. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe if you like what you heard, and I'm always looking to connect on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube at Code Peterson. You can also check out my webpage, codepeterson.com.